855-915-9636. It's straight up 6 o'clock. It's been a treat to be with you. So stick around for Savoir Faire with songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Vin Magazzini signing off. Thank you all for listening. I really appreciate it. Let's go back to the 1980s and let's go ahead into the future. WMFO, Medford. See you next week.
You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. It is just after 6 p.m. here on a Saturday evening, which can only mean one thing, and that is you are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Thanks, Vin, for another fantastic trip through the acoustic ceiling. We'll see you next week. And yes, folks, as you probably heard Vin say, for the next 2 hours, we are going to be taking a look back through the 80s, as we always do here every Saturday evening. If you got any questions or comments, love letters, you can always drop me an email at squidpodmusic@gmail.com. You can also call the station here at 855-915-WMFO for your request as well. If I can't get to it, I will try to next week. And you can also follow me on Twitter as well, at SquidPodMusic. And finally, if you are looking for the playlist or the archive versions of the show for the last 2 weeks anyway, you can always find them on the station's website at WMFO.org. Okay. So without further ado, let's dive into the show.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Your thigh. A tear of petrol.
crashed and said, weekend. Fear hangs a plane of gun smoke, drifting in our room. So easy to disturb, with a thought, with a whisper.
Back here on Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire. Been off here for the last 3 weeks, if you've been playing along at home. Hope you missed me, because I missed you. Yes, it was a big year this year for me, celebrating the half century that was me. There were some other things going on in the last 50 years too, of course, but you know. You know what I'm talking about. But glad to be back on the air here and bringing you some classic 80s music, as we always do. Tonight will be no different. We're on the air this evening until 8 p.m. In the meantime, let's talk about what we've been listening to here. We started off the set with Grace Jones and her cover of the Normals' Warm Leatherette. It's from the self-titled album of hers from 1980. New Order was in there with Shell Shock. It's off of their 1987 compilation, Substance. And we wrapped it up there with Duran Duran and their self-titled debut album from 1981. And we heard the track Careless Memories. Okay. You know, just talking about the birthday celebration here. I've been out of town, you know, for the last few weekends. And but last weekend I was in town here with some family of mine. And we went out to George's Island in the Boston Harbor. And if you're not familiar with all the islands in the Boston Harbor, this one is unique in the sense that it is home of Fort Warren, which was built back in the mid-19th century and was used as a internment camp, you know, for Confederate soldiers during the Civil War. It was also used during World War I and World War II as defense of Boston Harbor. If you ever get a chance to, or you're looking for something to do here, to you want to get out and check out some of the islands here in, or some of the sites here in Boston, I should say, in general, I highly recommend this trip. It's about a 45-minute ride on a ferry, so you definitely want to do it on a nice day. And the history behind it, you definitely want to take the tour. It's only about a 45-minute tour. You can walk around on the island on your own, and of course they have little plaques, you know, kind of explaining what you're looking at and whatnot. But it's nothing like, you know, having an actual park ranger take you around there. But the views are absolutely spectacular. Just everything about it was, you know, just absolutely enlightening and entertaining all at the same time. So there you go. That's my plug of Boston Park, the park system here in Massachusetts in general. So, okay. Plenty to get to here this evening, as usual. So let's dive back into it with some Thomas Dolby. Thank you.
still believe.
Shape you. The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Back here on Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Fair. Let's talk about what we've been listening to there. We started off the set with Thomas Dolby and the title track from his 1984 album, The Flat Earth. The Hoodoo Gurus were in there with My Girl, also from 1984. That was off of Stone Age Romeos. A little Boston music in there with Scruffy the Cat and Life is Fun. That was off of their 1986 EP, High Octane Revival. And we wrapped it up there with Flesh for Lulu and Sleeping Dogs. It's off of their 1987 release, Long Live the New Flesh. So much to get to here, folks. If you're just joining us or if you're new to the show here, every Saturday evening, we take a look back at the 80s. And while we do like to play, you know, some of the big hits of the 80s there, we also kind of like to dig down a little further into the treasure chest of great stuff that came out of that era. And our next artist is no different. Tina Turner, here on Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 WMFO Bedford.
Should I? weekend mugger. Who's fooling? Who's fooling? She. You ain't fooling me, boy. She can't look up.
91.5 WMFO Medford.